No, the beginning of Torah and Bereishis, we have the story of the Eitz Hadas and how the Nochash gets involved to trip up Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Anochash haya orum mikol chaya sasoda. He was very tricky, and he wants that we should eat from the. And so in pasuk base it says, "Vatom ha'ishal anochash mipri ha'etz hagan nochel, but mipri ha'etz asher besoch hagan." God said, "Lo sochul mimenu, you can't eat from it. Lo sigubo, pentamusim, you shouldn't eat from it because you're going to die." And the Nachash says, "No, no most to Musan, you're not going to die." And ultimately, he gets Chava to agree. So Chazal tell us, Rashi in Pasuk Gimel, below Sigubo on page 2, Hosifa al Hatzivoy, Lefichach bo lidei Giron. In other words, the tzivoy was only to eat, not to eat. The tzivoy was no tzivoy that you can't touch the Eitz Hadas. There's no tzivoy that you can't touch the Eitz Hadas. That was added on. And that was what caused the whole mapola. Why? Because Rashi writes on page 3, Pasuk Dalet, Lomost Musun Dachva Achenogabo. There was the Nachash pushed Chava into the tree, and she touched the tree, and she didn't die. So the Nachash says, "You see that it's not true. Just because you touch it, you don't die. So just because you're going to eat it, you don't die." But there was never a tzivoy on touching it. So that's why, in other words, the touching it was an addition that she put in there when she told it to the Nachash. So, but the way she said it is that was part of the tzivoy, so the Nachash tricked her and said, "If that's part of the tzivoy, that you're going to die if you eat it or you touch it, so I'll prove it to you that the tzivoy is not true." And she pushed her into the tree, she touched it, and she didn't die, so now you can go and eat it too. Because just like you didn't get Misa for the touching, you're not going to get Misa for the eating. But in essence, it wasn't true, because the touching was not part of the tzivoy. So of course you're not going to get Misa for that. But the eating was part of the tzivoy. So by the fact that there was a extra thing that was added in, that said not only lo sochlu, but lo sigu, which was not part of the tzivoy, which was added in, that's what caused the whole downfall. And that's the idea of kol hamosiv goreya, that because it was a hosafa, that caused the downfall. If there wouldn't have been this hosafa, then the Nachash wouldn't have had any way to do it. Then she would never have eaten from it, because she's claiming God said you can't eat, you're going to die. The Nachash is not going to convince her you won't die, because it'll be too late afterwards. She'll taste it, and you know she's not going to take that risk. But once he was able to get her to touch it, and he didn't die, and that supposedly was part of the tzivoy, which really was not part of the tzivoy, so then he was able to get her to eat. So that's the yisod called Hamosiv Goreya. So the question that's raised, the Chasam Sofer raises the question, is the following. It seems from Chazal over here in Rashi that adding on this extra chumrah of lo sigubo was not a positive thing. It was a negative thing. Called a mosiv goreya. Because that caused the whole problem. If she would have just stuck with what she was told, lo sochlu, then imagine that. Then there would be no death in the world. You know, that one thing that she added on, that chumrah, that caused the whole downfall. Right? And that was... The question is... Was that really such a bad thing? We know we have a pasuk in Acharei Mos on page 4. Ushmarti, Ms. Mashmarti, Levilti Asos, Mikos, Hatoi Vosashanosu, with Nahum, Lutambulam and Shem Lokechem. Ushmarti, Ms. Mishmarti. You should watch my Mishmeres. So the famous Gemara in Yevamos, on Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, on page 6. Rav Kahana, Omer Mihacho, Ushmarti, Ms. Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres, Mishmarti. That means that when the Torah gave a mitzvah, the Torah also gave Chazal the koach to make a siyog. That's the first mission in Pirkei Avos. Vasu siyog laTorah. The first mission in Brachas. It could be that you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema the whole night, but Chachamim say up to Chatzos. Why not? You're allowed the whole night. Why should you up to Chatzos? Because if you wait the whole night, then you might miss it. You wait till the last second, and then by the time you do it, it's dawn. You missed it. But if you know that you have to do it unto Chatzos, so even if you miss it, you'll still get it during the night. So there's a concept of Asu Siyag LaTorah, that you should make Harchokas. So here, there was a Harchoka that was made, that not only we shouldn't eat, we should also not touch. So what was so now, the question is, does it apply over here? So, there is an Avos de Rav Nosson on page 7. Ben Azeh Omer Havei Zohar B'dvarecha B'chshel V'asei Siyag L'dvarecha Derech She'osah Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyag V'Adam HaRishon Osu Siyag L'dvarev. That Adam HaRishon made a Siyag. What was the Siyag? 33 lines from the bottom. Ezeh Siyag Avos de Rav Nosson Perek Aleph Hey. Ezeh Siyag She'osah Adam HaRishon. Because Hashem says, "Bikol Eisa Gana Chol Tochel," and second line, next page, "Lo Tzrotz Adam Rishon Lo Melchav Derech Ze Kachem Al Asos Siyag LeDvarav Yosef Mashar Makadosh Baruch Hu." In other words, Hashem said to Adam Rishon not to eat. When Adam said it over to Chava, he added. In other words, the Avos the Rav Nosson assumes that it wasn't. It's a whole discussion. Who was the one who made this extra thing? Was it Chava, or Adam already told it to Chava that way? So the Avos Rav Nosson says that's what Adam said to Chava. There was Hashem said just not to eat. Adam said to Chava also not to touch. And that's what Chava knew. So when Chava said it over to the Nachash, she said also not to touch. And then the Nachash outsmarted her and said, you know, oh, you're not going to touch. You can't eat or touch. And if you do either one, you'll get killed. Well, let's try to touch it. He pushed her in, so she touched it, and she didn't die. So you see, the whole thing is a hoax. But you see from the Avos de Rav Nosson that the Avos de Rav Nosson praises Adam HaRishon for making a siyag, because that's the concept that you should make siyagim. You shouldn't just say, "I'm going to go to the very end." No, you can't go to the very end. You might fall over. Stop. Stop already before. Don't go to the. Don't test your limits. Don't wait for Kriya Shema till the last second of the evening, because you might miss it, and then it's the morning and you missed it. Do it by Chatzos, and then for sure you won't miss it. So the Avos de Rav Nosson praises Adam, that Adam is an example of Osu Siyag LaTorah. So the Chasam Sofer is going to ask in the Torah's Moshe, he's going to ask, How are you talking that if Adam did something so good, that it's a good thing, Asu Siyag LaTorah, how did such a bad kilkul come out of it? If he was doing a proper thing? That's the Kasam Sofas Kasha. On page 9, Lo Sigumo, Midrash Rabbi Isa, Al Tosef Al Dvar, Ki Al Yezesh Amr Chava, and the Midrash Rabbi says also that it was a bad thing. But you shouldn't add to the Torah. By fact that Chava says, Lo tzigubo docha nachash v'omak shem shem misa v'negiyah kache misa v'achila. The kosher, the ba'ovus the Rav Nosson, yolev mikan, shetzorich Adam lasos gedur siyog. Lachet Adam hosiv lasor negiyah. V'im ken adrabah, halo yidezeh, yotza michshol gadol. Abemes yesh mikad me'elam rishon shosiv lazo negir raya laso siyag l'torah. Fakert. And the Avos de Rav Nosson mamish says it on this case. that this is an example of following the dictum of Pirkei Avos, of Asus Siyag LaTorah. So what was the problem? So why did such a kilkel come out of it? So the Chasam Sofer says there was one mistake that was made. There's nothing wrong with making a Siyag LaTorah.
Omnam, haye mechuyiv lo ma shezeh ani osa machmas Siyag. Lasos mishmeres l'shmeres lo osiv al divi Torah.
Whereas it depends how you say it over. If Adam tells Chava that God commanded us not to eat and not to touch, that's Baltosif. Because he didn't command. You're allowed to make a Siyag LaTorah provided that you specify that the Daraisa is the Daraisa and the Siyag is the Siyag. You can't say over the Siyag as if it's part of the Daraisa. You have to clearly delineate what is the actual Tzivoy Hashem, what was the Daraisa, and what is the Siyag. If you try to just say over that both of them are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's going to cause, that's Baltosif, we'll see shortly, the Rambam says, and that's going to cause a Mechshol. Because if Adam would have told Chava that the Etzem Tzivoy is only the Achila, and this is only a Siyag, then the Nachash wouldn't be able to fool them. Because then, if she touches, he wouldn't get killed. She'd know she's not going to get killed because that was only the Siyag. That wasn't part of the Tzivoy. The Chisaron of what Adam did when he said it over was he didn't differentiate. He just told them that both things are Usur. And he didn't differentiate to say that one is a direct Tzivoy Hashem, that's on the Achila, and the Negiyah is only a Tzivoy. No, only a Siyag. And that's the famous Rambam. Take a look on page 11. Where the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, Hol v'yesh lebez l'ligzor v'lasso dover hamutter v'yom yisur l'doros. Bezdin can make Isurim. So how could it be that Bezdin can add on to the Torah? So then what's Pshat in Baltosif, Baltigra? So he says, Ketzer, first word in line is B'Torah Shabbal Peh. Harei Kosu B'Torah Lo Tevashal Gedi B'Chalevi Mo. Is an Isser Lo Savashal Gudim Chalevi Mo, and so we. But that's only Basar Behemach. But Basar Ha'Of, chicken, is Mutter Min HaTorah. So Im Yovu Bezdin V'Yatir Basar Chayim B'Chalov, Harei Zagoreya. So if the Bezdin is going to take away the Isser of eating milk and meat together, that's Baltigra. V'Im Yoso Basar Ha'Of Yomer Shu B'Chalal Hagdi for Osir Min HaTorah. Hareza Mosif. Havalim Omar Basar of Mutter Menator, Vanu Nesar so, the deal Amshu Gzeir, Shalo Yovim and Adover Chov of Yomar of Mutter Menel Shapar Chaya, that's Mutter. He says, in other words, if Bezdin is going to ask a chicken and say chicken is part of the Gzeiris HaKosuv of not eating Basar B'Cholov, that's Baltosif. Because it's not true. Chicken is not part of it. But if they go ahead and say, we know it's not part of it, but yet we want to make an extra chumrah, then they're allowed to do it. That's asu mishmeres to mishmarti. But if it's how they present it. If they present it that's part of the deraisa, then that's baltosif. If they say that's not part of the deraisa, we recognize that what the deraisa is, and they clearly say, but we meet rabban and want to aser it also, that's fine. That's fine. As long as you have to have perspective of what's the chumrah, what's the daraisa, not to think that everything is equal. The Ravid happens to argue with the Rambam, and he says that Amar Avram called Eila Yisa Ruach. It's not true. She called Davar Shagozrul of Asru Lisyag. There's no Baltosif, says the Ravid, on negative commandments. The only time there's Baltosif is on positive commandments. You take, you put more strings in the tzitzis, something like that. And the mitzvah's essay, there's baltosif. There's no baltosif in adding isurim. So he disagrees with a detail in the Rambam. But the yisod is still a true yisod. That when, if you want to add on, so the chacham have the koach to add on, but they always have to make sure that what? That they're showing that it's not the same. They're showing a difference between what the Ikar HaDin is and the whatchamacallit, and the Chumrah. Oh. And that's what the Chasam Sofer says. That this point, and he quotes this Rambam in the Chasam Sofer there. He says that's Gufa. This Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilchos Mamim, Halacha Tes, was Gufa the problem with what Adam HaRishon said. He didn't differentiate. So once he didn't differentiate, she thought it was all the same. And then the Nachash was able to trick her. Because if it's all the same, you should die for Nagia. Oh. Rabbi Alex Mandro showed me from the Sefer Imre Yitzchak Ala Torah by Rabbi Yitzchak Noble. This quotes a drasha from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. His grandfather through marriage. He says, and he basically, Rav Yaakov says the same word of that the Chasam Sofer said on his own. And he writes on page 14 that Rav Yaakov was speaking at a convention of Mechanchim. And he was saying, Hirchiv Hadvarim, the paragraph that begins Hirchiv Hadvarim, Hiyam Medaber Basifas Mechanchim. המנהלים החרדים נכשולו בזה לפעמים כי ברצוסם לחנך הילודים למדרגה חשובה בזירוס המצווה. Words, of course, מחנכים always want to teach their students that they should be זוהר במצווה. You can skip the parentheses. אמנם הם מחנכים מסתלמידים לחשוב שהכל איסו גומר. In other words, when you're teaching, you have to explain that this is a daraisa, this is the darbonim, this is a minag, even though it's not pshat that a minag, therefore we don't do it. But you should realize you have a perspective on that. You shouldn't think that the minhag of not having fish together with meat is the same thing as having basa b'cholof. You understand? You should, in other words, Rav Yaakov is saying sometimes the mechanchim teach and the children, the Talmidim's perspective, it's all the same. That it's just as usher to have a McDonald's hamburger as it is to eat fish with meat. In other words, they tell him this thing, they tell him that thing. They don't sometimes explain the difference. And he says, first of all, it's important for themselves. And he said, Doverze. And then it's also important because if they see someone who's not doing it, say someone who's not so makpid with the fish and the meat. So they think he's a shagetz, even though he's only what? Violating a minhag, so to speak. So it's important to have perspective on hierarchy of priorities, even that we try to do all the mitzvahs. We do the mitzvahs, the raisa, the rabbanu, but sometimes in life there's always going to be conflicts. Like sometimes there's an issue of whether you're going to daven b'tzibur, and then but there's another thing that you have to an issue of kibrav that might be conflicting with davening b'tzibur that you might have to do at that same time, and so you have to have a perspective of that davening b'tzibur is very important, but it's not the same level necessarily of kibrav. Of course, if you can do both, you do both, obviously, but. But you have to understand, you know, in life there's always going to be conflicts because your time is limited and there's going to be conflicts. So therefore it's important to have a perspective of what's considered a Dover Chomor, what's considered a Dover Kal. It's not that we say it's a Dover Kal, we don't do it. But sometimes when there's a conflict, you have to realize that what's considered more important. A lot of times, things like in Yonei Kibud Av Ve'Eim, people are mezalzalin. And instead, they you know, take extra chumras upon themselves at the cost of the cardinal derisive of Kibbut Aveim. I remember the first summer, first Simchas Torah in Schenectady. So the rabbi there, Rabbi Yossel Rosenzweig, so he told me that him or his friend, they were in yeshiva, and then they came home for the zman during Bein HaZmanim, and one of them, I forget who, wanted to daven, and the shul that the parents davened was not the, it was an Orthodox shul, but it wasn't necessarily the best davening in the world or the highest mechitza in the world, and he wanted to daven elsewhere. He thought it was a better davening, and Rav Yaakov says no, that it's more important that you be with your father, you daven next to your father, even if it's not the, you know, he paid all that money for you to get a yeshiva education, you should mechabit him. So even though taka, the davening in that other minyan was better, but you have to have a perspective of what's considered a dover chomer, what's considered dover kal, what you know, and every situation could be different. But the idea is the chait of Adam is to put two things on the same level, to put the siag of pentigubo on the same level of the isra achila, and then once you put the two things that are not on the same level on the same level, then all the kilkulim come. And that's going to be, there are countless amount of situations where, you know, this is going to be relevant. Because, as I said, in life, there's always going to be conflicts. Or when you're choosing a shidduch, so this person's going to have this maila, but this chesaron. So you have to see what's considered important, what's less important. And there's no one rule for every person. Every person has their own sensitivities and their own, you know, so everything has to have a perspective of, you know, what do you put number one on the list? What's number two on the list? Legabe, what you're going to do with your time, what you're going to do, you know, you have to rank. It's not shove it, everything's shove it. If you make everything shove it, that's when you get a skewed perspective on everything. Because everything is not b'shove. Something, the way you speak to people, that's from the chamurim. That's from the chamurim. Sometimes we're more machmir and some side chumra, you know, than an ikar hadin. You know? So this lesson has to be taught, that we have to understand how to prioritize things. What's considered a daraisa, or what's considered a dover chashuv, what's considered less chashuv, and what takes precedence of what. And we shouldn't take one thing, which is not necessarily the most chashuv thing, and blow it up out of proportion. In other words, what Chazal are teaching us over here, what the Chasam Sof is teaching us, is that there are different levels and the different priorities. The Isra Achila is higher than the Isra Negia, and don't mesh them together. Don't think that they're equal. You mesh them together, that creates the whole kilkul. We're still suffering from that mistake of Adam Harishon not following the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Tes in Hilchos Mamre, and we're still suffering for that mistake of Adam Harishon. It's interesting, the Isser of Lososif appears twice in Parshas Vaschanan. It says Lososifu Aladovar Shanochi Mitzav Eschem Losigru Lishmolat Mitzvos Hashem. And then in Parshas Re'ei he says as Kol Adovar Shanochi Mitzav Eschem Hayom also Sishmeru Lasos Lososif Alav Losigru Mimenu. So the question is, what's the necessity of the two psukim of Baltosif and Baltigra? So there's a famous vort from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu, page 19, he says like this: Lososif, lososif al gufa de mitzvah kmo al lulav tzitzis. And Mashenemar Parshas Vaschanan, shalosif al targ mitzvahs. Meaning, the pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan of Baltosif. He said, I want to make up a new mitzvah. There's 613 mitzvahs. I want to make up a new mitzvah. The mitzvah of whatever. mitzvah of clapping my feet three times. I say that's a new mitzvah. So that's a new mitzvah. So you may make up a new mitzvah. That's Baal Tosef. What's this in Parshas Re'eh? In Parshas Re'eh is within the pre-existing mitzvahs. You want to, there's a pre-existing mitzvah of tefillin. You want to put five parshas in your tefillin instead of four. So that's a Baal Tosef in a pre. So those two types of Baal Tosef are what the two psukim in Vaschan is talking about, the Baal Tosef of adding a mitzvah, and in Re'eh it's the Baal Tosef of adding within a mitzvah. Oh, but and the Ramban in Parshas Vaschan also speaks about that you can have a Baal Tosef about, because some want to say that maybe there's only Baal Tosef adding within a mitzvah and not necessarily adding an extra mitzvah. Maybe adding an extra mitzvah, that's not Baal Tosef, that's just stam shtuyot. But adding within a mitzvah, maybe that's Baal Tosef. The Ramban and Vaschanan suggest that even adding a mitzvah is Baal Tosef, like what the Gra says. In the Sefer Mayan HaChochma, which is a Choshev Sefer in the Tariq Mitzvahs, so he just wants to defend the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you say Basar Oth B'cholov is a Daraisa, you get Baal Tosef. Right? That's the Rambam. The Raiva disagrees, and he says Baal Tosef is only what? By Esse, not by Los Esse. So he wants to defend the Rambam. He says, it's interesting to note, if you look in the two psukim of Baal Tosef, what are the two psukim? The one in Vaschan and the one in Re'eh, they both, let's see if we can find it. In page 15, it says, Lososifu, Lishmor es mitzvah Hashem. He uses Loson Lishmor. And in Re'eh, what does it say? Gimel, Yud Gimel Aleph, Oso Sishmeru. In both of them, it uses Lashon Shomer. Why? So says the Mayan HaChochma, because Shemira is a lav. Yishomer pen v'lav is all losasis. So that's the raya to the Rambam. In both cases, where it said Baal Tosef, it uses the Lashon Shemira to say that there's an Isser Baal Tosef, not only on Mitzvah's essay, but even on a Mitzvah's losasay. That's what he writes on page 22. Kfulim him. So he says, privately sigo. He says, but then he writes, "V'seid v'eschan somach hashmira v'lo sigru." To show that even by shmira, even by losa, says there's a din of Baal Tosef. Oh. Then it came to mind, Reb David Cohen from Brooklyn, his piece in the Birkas Yavetz. But he writes an interesting point. He has a whole discussion about things we do Zechel and Mikdash. We're not going to be able to read his whole piece. This is a Shabbos HaGadol Joshua that he gave 1 year. So you can look through it. I put the arrows in the proper points. But he says like this. A lot of things we do Zechel and Mikdash. For example, we take Dalad Minim Zechel and Mikdash. Right? Now we learned, whatever we learned, that the halacha is the first 2 days the lulav has to be, the esrog has to be 100%. After that, even if it's chaser, or even if it's, in other words, the standard of the psulim is not the same on the subsequent days as it is on the first 2 days. Like chaser, for example. If the Gemara says that Rab Chanina took his esrog the first day, then he took a bite out of it, and then he used it for the rest of the holiday. Because chaser is only a psul on the first day, not the rest. So Rab David asks, why didn't Chazal make it similar to the Daraisa? Why did they change the standard? Or another example, Rav Shechta always quotes from the Brisker Rav, the Gemara says in Menachos, that a Meimer says that when you count Omer, you only have to count what? Yom, the days, not the weeks, or vice versa, whichever way you look it up in the Gemara in Menachos. Because it's only Zechel and Mikdash. So what's the pshat?
So Reb David explained, and that's why that Dafka, when Chazal did something Zecher LeMikdash, they wanted us to realize that this is not the real thing. It's only Zecher. So therefore, they had to change the standard of the halakha, so there should be that differentiation. You shouldn't think that it's all the same. You shouldn't think that the Daraisa and the Zecher LeMikdash are Hainu Hach. That they're taka different. And that's why Chazal made the way they did. So this is the Yisod that the Chasam Sofer teaches us from the Parsha of Adam and Chava. That you have to realize a perspective on what's the Daraisa, what's the Siag. It's not all Shava B'Shava. And that you have to realize in every decision in life of what's the priority, what's the Ikir, what's the Tafel. And when you mix them up, then you get a false perspective on everything. And that every day in your life, this should be applicable. Because you're always going to have, what should I do? I have a half an hour now, and I have three different things that I could possibly do. I have to do this, I have to do that. And you have to see what really is the priority, and what's the Daraisa, what's the Chumra, and how everything fits in. And that's a big Yisod in Haggas HaChaim. Okay, before we daven mincha, just a couple of things. First of all, Rabbi Blass asked me to announce once again the Bekiah Shir, the night Bekiah Shir on Monday and Wednesday night.